News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Kremlin's warning the U.S. over letting Ukraine strike targets inside Russia with longer-range weapons. Sagar Magani has details.
American officials say President Biden's shifting policy and easing limits on what Ukraine can hit with U.S.-provided systems. He'd ruled out the move for months over fears it would lead to a direct confrontation between Russia and NATO. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says the decision adds fuel to the fire. Deputy White House National Security Advisor John Finer says Moscow itself is to blame.
The fire was lit by Russia's invasion.
Finer's not confirming the shift, which comes after North Korean forces arrived in Russia and are apparently deploying to help push Ukrainian troops out of a border region. UK security expert Patrick Beery figures that helped drive the shift, but
it's too late to have a major strategic effect.
And adds more uncertainty to a conflict that'll reach the 1,000-day mark tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An Israeli airstrike struck a densely populated area of Lebanon's capital, killing at least five. The state-run national news agency says two missiles hit a neighborhood close to Parliament, the Prime Minister's office, the UN headquarters, and several embassies. Yesterday, strikes in central Beirut killed 10 people, including a Hezbollah media spokesperson. President Biden's requesting nearly $100 billion in emergency disaster aid after Hurricanes Helene and Milton, saying in a letter to the House Speaker the money's urgently needed. And a major update for government auto safety ratings.
Regulators will be adding new driver assistance technologies and tests for protecting pedestrians. In addition to ratings for crash tests, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will add four new technologies, including pedestrian automatic emergency braking, lane keeping assist, blind spot warning, and intervention if a driver tries to move towards a vehicle in a blind spot. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. After a rough week, stocks opened this week with gains.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks edged mostly higher on Wall Street to recover some of their losses from last week. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Monday for its first gain in 3 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 55 points. It's about 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite gained 0.6%. CVS Health rallied 5.4%. That came after the company added four new directors to its board, including the CEO of a hedge fund that's a major investor. Treasury yields eased in the bond market, which helped calm the stock market. Several big companies are lining up to report their latest quarterly results this week. The headliner arrives on Wednesday with market heavyweight NVIDIA. Seth Sutel, New York.
Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy. It's facing mounting financial losses and has debt payments totaling more than $1 billion due over the next year. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.